You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. It's JJ here. Good Sunday morning. Glad to have this special guest in the studio with us today. It's been a long time since she's been on the show.
It has been.
A long time. We got Dr. Melanie on the show today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous today. So today it is a special month for the month of January, right?
That's right. This is a National Stalking Awareness Month.
Wow. Have you ever had a stalker?
No, thank goodness I have not. And as I start reading these statistics and all the things that happen, I'm so thankful I haven't. I was pretty amazed because I didn't even realize that there was an awareness month.
I didn't either.
Stalkers Awareness
Month. I've actually had a stalker.
Have you?
Oh my gosh. I've had a couple of stalkers. But one that really stood out was he was another radio personality.
You know, that's what they say, that the majority of stalkers are somebody that you No.
Yeah.
And that's scary. Yeah.
The scariest thing I will tell you is I remember him leaving me notes at nighttime, and it was crazy because I worked overnights, like 2 a.m. to 6 o'clock. And he would leave notes in the building. Like when I would walk in, there would be a note on the floor. And it was so crazy because you had to have a key to get into the building.
Right.
And I couldn't understand, like, how was he leaving these notes? But he would show up everywhere. Any type of appearance I had. Anytime I did poetry at the time, anytime I had a poetry set, he showed up everywhere.
Right. And at first it kind of seems kind of cute, but then after a while you realize
it's
not cute behavior.
Wait a minute. You see, that's what's so scary, because a lot of women, you know, especially if we don't get no attention, when we get a little attention, we're like, oh, this is good. But then you're like, wait a minute now.
Overboard. I don't want this kind of attention.
It's getting carried away. Yes. It's so funny, because even as a grown woman, I had to have my daddy come talk to him. I was like, Daddy, this man crazy.
Right. Come help me.
Okay, so tell us about Stalker Awareness Month.
Yes. So it's already estimated that about 6.5 million people are stalked every year.
Wow.
So 1 out of 6 women. So it's amazing to be sitting here and talking to you, you know.
Wow.
So it kind of puts it in some logistical framework. But yeah, 1 out of 6 women will be stalked, and 1 out of 19 men at some point in time in their life may end up being stalked.
Oh, yeah. Women stalk too. Hello.
Yeah, unfortunately. And stalking, kind of by definition, is just a course of conduct that is directed at a person that causes them to be and to feel very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Stalking can be some of the things that you just mentioned, like just leaving little notes, just showing up at random places, turning around and you see them in a car behind you.
Yeah.
Stalking becomes oftentimes a little more aggressive, where the stalker is actually carrying weapons and threatening and leaving threatening information and threatening notes.
Yeah.
To that extent. Most people that are being stalked, though, are very, very, at some point, become very scared and fearful of their stalker.
Oh, yeah.
And can lead to, you know, just long-term detrimental psychological issues if they don't get, you know, that whole situation taken care of.
You know, it is scary. One of the other stalkers that I had was an ex-boyfriend, and it can affect you mentally, because you almost think you're the one that's crazy. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like, you're thinking something is wrong with me, because did I just see his car go past? Like, did I just see him outside of my job? Did I just see, like, you know, and it's it does affect you mentally.
It does. And out of all the women that have been stalked, 76% of those women say that the person who's stalking them is a person they've been intimate with in the past.
Wow.
So it also, you know, it just kind of makes you put your guard up some when you're first, you know, renewing or starting new relationships with people, because you don't know how it turns out, you know, long term.
And it's very important too, like when you just recognizing those signs too. I remember that the one guy that I was just talking about, him, he was at my house. Like, I remember coming home late. He was in the house with flowers. My roommate had let him in. And I was like, can I talk to you for a second? Oh, what's he doing here? She's like, he said you guys had a date. And I'm like, No. But I need you to not, like, you've not even met this dude. Don't let strangers in the house.
Right. And the thing is, just like you said, after a while, you know, the person that's being stalked is wondering, okay, am I doing something to cause this person to continue to stalk me and give me this excess attention? And, you know, or am I doing something to kind of lead this on? And so a lot of people that are being stalked are scared to let other people know, like, hey, you know, beware if you see this guy or you see this woman around and weird places are following me, you know, please give somebody a heads up, because this is not normal activity.
Right.
And also a lot of times people don't want to say that they're being stalked because it's almost like that ego thing of, okay, well, I don't want to say that somebody likes me so much that they're stalking me.
Right.
But the fact that they're stalking you is not really normal behavior. It's more of a psychological, you know, problem from their standpoint.
Oh, yeah. It's all on them.
Right. They say the average stalker stalks their person at least once a week. Mm. But many people will stalk the person that they're stalking even as frequently as daily.
Wow.
So people that have been stalked or victims of stalkers oftentimes have difficulty because they're scared that the stalking will never stop.
Yeah.
They have issues of anxiety and insomnia. They have social dysfunction because then they're scared to go, you know, hang
anywhere.
Out with people and do things. So putting stalking to an end is a big deal.
Yeah.
I did not realize that all 50 states have stalking laws, like pretty strict stalking laws.
Wow.
So if you feel like you're being stalked, you really need to let somebody know and, you know, let the police know, let them start documenting some of the activities so that it can all be on paper and go through the normal procedures that it should.
Yeah. Just don't take it lightly. And that's the thing I feel like, especially as women and maybe even guys, especially because you think guys don't really want to go to a police and be like, this girl getting on my nerves or whatever. But you can't really take it lightly because especially nowadays, People are crazy. People are really, like, they really have personality disorders and mental disabilities that you just don't know because you really can't tell.
Right.
But if a person is showing up at your job all the time or sending you things to your job all the time or showing up at places where you are all the time,
right,
you really got to say something.
You do at some point in time. And it's also a statistic show that stalkers, after a while, most of them become aggressive. So once they're not receiving what they want back, which is the attention back in return, they may become aggressive. And so it is important to, you know, go seek help, let the police know. For first time stalking events, it's usually not a felony, but in almost every state, a second offense or more is considered a felony. So it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
So if you're being stalked, you know, don't be scared to get help. If you feel like you have a friend or somebody that you know that's being stalked, please encourage them to, you know, get the help that they
need. All right. Well, there you go. Stalker Awareness Month. Didn't have a clue that existed, but I'm glad we know now.
We know now.
Thank you so much, Dr. Melanie, for being
welcome.
On the show.